The next story is about a man you could call the nation's spy catcher in chief. Bill Evanina is head of U.S. counterintelligence. That means he's in charge of keeping America's secrets out of enemy hands. Between Russian hacks and another massive data breach at the National Security Agency, 2016 has been a challenging year for Evanina. He sat down with NPR's Mary Louise Kelly to talk about it.
One of the first stories that people in intelligence circles will tell you about Bill Evanina took place this past May. The setting, the Silver Diner in McLean, Virginia. Evanina was eating lunch with a friend when...
The big loud crash and, a lot of people started yelling, gun.
A Hummer had slammed into the diner. The man driving it, a cook who'd been suspended, backed up and tried again.
3 or 4 times. And then he set himself on fire trying to burn the restaurant down.
Evanina is career FBI, so he helped pull the man from the burning Hummer, and then he cuffed him.
Put handcuffs on him, yes. I'm still an FBI agent, and until that day is over, I will be an FBI agent, and that in terms carrying handcuffs.
One customer died from his injuries. The man Evanina cuffed, the cook, has been charged with second-degree murder.
Crazy things happen, and I just happened to be in the right place at the right time, and when you look at that individual, that is the epitome of the insider threat.
The insider threat. That's a situation Bill Evanina has had to confront more often than he might have liked over his career. In 2013, when NSA contractor Edward Snowden fled the country carrying a laptop stuffed with NSA secrets, Evanina was assigned to the investigation. At the time, he was leading the FBI's Washington field office.
But in my job now, I handle the damage assessment aspect of Mr. Snowden. On a quarterly basis, we develop a damage assessment, provide that to Congress and the White House.
Meaning every 3 months, Evanina briefs official Washington on the ongoing fallout from Snowden, which prompts the question, how much classified material may yet come to light?
1.5 million documents that he took, if you subtract the give or take 1,000 that have been disclosed, there's a lot more to go.
Do you know what all of them are?
We have a pretty good fundamental idea, every agency does, as to what documents were stolen by Mr. Snowden. Every day, every agency is watching the world media to see what's being disclosed.
This year, we learned of yet another data breach, the case of Hal Martin, who allegedly took even more than Edward Snowden. Is there any way to view that as something other than an epic security failure?
There is.
To review, Harold, Hal Martin, was arrested this August. Like Snowden, he'd worked at the NSA. Federal investigators have not claimed evidence of links between Martin and a foreign power, but at his house they found huge piles of classified documents. How could that happen 3 years after Snowden?
Someone who is an insider threat who's seeking to do damage will do damage. And it's really, really difficult to stop that person once they made a decision.
Evanina says the answer is not intrusive security checks. He insists the NSA's internal security is excellent. Instead, he argues spy agencies need to do a better job monitoring behavior, identifying when employees are vulnerable, whether through financial or marital trouble or being passed over for promotion. Then intervening before they act. Evanina also says obsessing over Snowden or Martin will only get you so far.
We spend a lot of time on fixing what's happened and not enough time on what's the future look like 6 months from now? What are the new technologies and capabilities to take stuff away?
Speaking of the future, Evanina will spend these next few weeks helping pull together the review ordered by the White House of Russian cyber intrusions. His role? Unraveling which Russian spy agencies were involved.
It gets characterized as the government of Russia. In our world, it's a little bit more complicated than that.
An investigation by the private cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike has attributed the hacks to Russian military and domestic security agencies. Evanina is probing that further.
There's an intense competitiveness within the Russian intelligence services. The GRU and the SVR and the FSB are competing for resource dollars and for activity here in the U.S.
Which presents both challenge and opportunity for American spy agencies. Knowing which specific adversary they're dealing with, Evanina says, informs the response. Meanwhile, Evanina estimates more than 100 Russian spies are here, operating on U.S. soil right now.
They're here to do their country's bidding, acquiring plans and intentions of our country and stealing our trade secrets and proprietary information.
Evanina says his job is, quote, to surveil them and neutralize their efforts. As to where the Russians operate, think big cities.
Washington, D.C., New York City, Los Angeles, San Francisco, our innovation hubs.
That's because Russian intelligence officers are focused on America's energy, telecoms, and financial sectors. Plenty to keep Evanina busy until next June, when he wraps up his tour as the country's top spy catcher. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.